What happened yesterday was truly shocking.
Senate Democrats accused the president today of courting a constitutional crisis.
He feels the dragnet tightening on the Russia investigation. I believe that's why he's let Comey go.
They argued there is now just one solution.
We need an independent special prosecutor.
There has to be an independent special prosecutor.
If we're going to get to the bottom of it, we need a special prosecutor.
But the Senate's Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, said that would impede the Russia investigations that are already underway. He accused the other side of shedding crocodile tears for Comey.
Our Democratic colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized.
Democrats do have a history of slamming Comey over his handling of the Clinton investigation.
The FBI director has no credibility.
But Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey argues it's the timing of Comey's dismissal that's problematic.
Once the world knew that this investigation was underway, you can't fire the investigator in the middle of an investigation.
Several Republicans agreed, including the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr.
The timing and the reasons for this decision made little sense to me. And I don't think I've heard anything since last night that would clarify that in any way.
He and his Democratic counterpart, Mark Warner, have asked the now former FBI director to come before the committee next Tuesday.
I think Jim Comey ought to have his, if not his day in court, at least his day on the Hill to be able to lay out his side of the case.